This is Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Development Report. The United Nations says that developing nations have made great improvements in reproductive health and women's rights. But it says that rich countries have given only half of the $6,000 million they promised for these goals 10 years ago. The head of the UN Population Fund made the announcement last week in London, England. Thuraya Ahmed-Obeid spoke at a conference of non-governmental organizations. The meetings examined progress to improve reproductive health around the world by 2015. The meetings observed the 10th anniversary of the International Conference on Population and Development in Cairo, Egypt. At that time, 179 countries agreed to a UN plan of action to improve women's health, education, and rights. Ms. Obeid says a new study by the UN Population Fund shows that 23 countries have made the most progress toward improving the reproductive health of women. They include Zambia, Bangladesh, Guatemala, Paraguay, Peru, Nepal, and the Philippines. But, Ms. Obeid says, there has been little progress toward reaching other goals set 10 years ago. The number of women who died during pregnancy and childbirth remains high. In addition, the spread of AIDS and the HIV virus is now affecting more women and children than ever before. The report studied 123 countries with populations over 1 million. Researchers examined national rates of death among mothers and babies, number of children, national policies to end pregnancies, and the average number of children with HIV or AIDS infections. Portugal, Kuwait, the United States, Botswana, Namibia, Senegal, and South Africa are among the countries that made little or no progress. Ms. Obeid identified three important areas for reaching the goals by 2015. They are better health for mothers, efforts to fight HIV/AIDS, and devices to prevent pregnancy and the spread of sexual diseases. Ms. Obeid says the amount of money that rich nations give to pay for such contraceptives has dropped by more than 30%. But she says the need for contraceptives in developing nations will increase 40% by 2015. This VOA Special English Development